This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Both Houses of Parliament could not transact any substantive business on the fifth consecutive day today, following opposition's continued ruckus over various issues, including alleged bribery charges against a prominent business group and violence in Sambhal, Uttar Pradesh. The Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha have been adjourned for the day. In the Lok Sabha, when the House reassembled after the first adjournment at 12 noon, the scene was no different, as members from the Congress, Samajwadi Party, DMK and others again trooped into the well, raising slogans. Amid uproar, Union Minister for Shipping, Sarbananda Sonowal, introduced the Coastal Shipping Bill 2024. The presiding officer rejected the adjournment notices given by the opposition on different issues and appealed to the agitating members for order in the House, but they did not pay heed. Later, the House was adjourned for the day. Earlier, as soon as the House met this morning, opposition MPs were on their feet demanding discussion on various issues, including alleged bribery charges against a prominent business group. In the Rajya Sabha, when the House met after the first adjournment at 12 noon, opposition members continued with their protest. Some members from the Congress, Samajwadi Party, AAP, DMK and others were on their feet. Amid din, Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar tried to take up the question hour. As pandemonium prevailed, he adjourned the House for the day. In the morning when the House met, Mr. Dhankar rejected adjournment notices given by opposition MPs on alleged bribery charges against a prominent business group. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has stressed the need to empower the youth with education and skilling to grapple with future challenges. Addressing the 29th CII Partnership Summit 2024 in New Delhi today, Mr. Goyal asserted that India stands proud as a country which offers speed, scale, resilience and determination while maintaining its culture and traditions. On the issue of climate change, the minister highlighted that the damage to the environment was not caused by the Global South or the less developed nations. He added that the shared future and responsibility of countries towards sustainability, better supply chains and stable policies must be approached with a recognition of common but differentiated responsibilities. Union Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia has said the Narendra Modi government is making the health sector affordable and accessible. Briefing media in New Delhi this morning, Dr. Mandavia said there were 387 medical colleges in 2014, but in a decade it has been doubled to 780 medical colleges. He said Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana has emerged as the biggest medical scheme in the world. The minister said 12 crore families are getting health cover of 5 lakh rupees under the scheme, and it has been extended to people aged 70 years and above. In Tamil Nadu, moderate to heavy rains are lashing the interior districts as Cyclone Fengal is making headway to reach Arabian Sea. Continuous rains have been witnessed in 8 districts including Viluppuram, Thiruvannamalai, Dharmapuri, Krishnagiri and Nilgiris. In the hill areas of Thiruvannamalai, boulders rolled down on houses in the foothills, causing heavy damage. NDRF personnel are engaged in the rescue work. Chief of Naval Staff Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi has said that 96 ships and submarines will be inducted in the Indian Navy in the coming 10 years. He said 62 ships and one submarine are under construction and one ship will be inducted every month till next year. Briefing media in New Delhi during the annual Navy Day press conference, Admiral Tripathi said the Navy Day will be celebrated on the 4th of this month at Puri in Odisha. He said President Draupadi Murmu will be the chief guest during the event. On the growing maritime capabilities of the Pakistan Navy, the Chief of Naval Staff said many Pakistan Navy warships and submarines are being built with Chinese support, showing that China is interested in making Pakistan's Navy stronger. He stressed that India is fully ready to deal with all threats posed by the neighbours. U.S. President Joe Biden has issued a presidential pardon for his son, Hunter Biden, who was convicted on charges of making false statements on a gun background check, illegal firearm possession and tax offences. And with that, we end this news bulletin.